It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi has had a long week after the flooding Monday night into Tuesday morning that left people stranded, roads looking like rivers and parks looking like lakes. Parisi took a tour of the county to survey the damage and document it for us on Twitter. In addition to keeping us posted both before and after the flooding, Parisi also told followers that he would be declaring a state of emergency for the county. And unfortunately, there may be more flooding to come. Joe Parisi joins us now. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning.
We are taking calls on this segment. I would like to know if you had flooding, if you maybe were stuck somewhere like in the Costco on Tuesday, if you're expecting flooding and what you're doing about it now. 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. So there is additional rain in the forecast today, Joe. What's Dane County doing to prepare for this?
Yeah, we're in a couple of different modes depending on what part of the county we're looking at. As everyone is aware of, the western side of the county received the initial brunt of the storm and the initial flooding with swelling rivers and flash flooding. Most of that part of the county is now in a cleanup, recovery, and assessment mode. When you move further east, when you get into the Madison's Isthmus, kind of the Near East side, and then eastern Dane County, now that portion of the county is dealing with the aftermath of that water moving through the system. So as you get further east now, we have the lakes filling up. We still have a lot of that water to come through. Even if it doesn't rain, it takes over a week for the water to move through the system. So currently, all of our lakes are at or above their 100-year high levels. We have the dam at the Tenney Locks, which is Lake Mendota, the first in the chain, wide open, and we are seeing rising waters on the Yahara River and on Lakes Monona, Wabisa, and Kaganza. So residents downstream of that are sandbagging and preparing for increases. We saw about 3 inches in an increase in the levels yesterday, and that's rising. So we have a lot going on, and in the situation in the Isthmus of Madison is a little different because that's not a situation of water coming over the banks. That's a situation in which the stormwater drains empty right into the Yahara River and into the chain of lakes, and the levels now are over those drains. So what we see in a number of streets in the Isthmus is when it rains and those levels go up, the water comes back up through those storm sewer drains. So they're not sanitary sewers, they're storm sewers. So we have a number of different situations depending on what part of the county you're in.
Okay, so let me talk to you about the river. People live on that river, right?
Oh, yes, and along all of our lakes, yep.
And what are they doing? What are you recommending that they do right now?
Again, it depends where folks live. There's a lot of sandbagging going on right now. So if your issue is caused by water going over the banks, that's where the sandbagging is occurring. It's a little more complicated inland in the Isthmus because that's where the water pools up through the storm sewers. So, only certain types of sandbagging may work depending on what block you're in, but that's not water coming over the top. One thing I mention, we have a website set up to keep people posted on the latest news, the latest closings, resources, etc. And if people just go to countyofdane.com, countyofdane.com is the main county website, and there's a very obvious link to click on there for resources and updates on street closings, et cetera.
We will have that on our website also, and I will we'll talk about this later. Are there any? I looked at a flood map earlier of the Isthmus, and it looked like pretty much the entire east side was flooded in some way, shape, or form. Can people get across the Isthmus?
Yeah, right now people can get across. East Johnson Street is closed. Certain lanes on East Washington are closed. That could change throughout the day depending on the water levels and on how much rain we get. We're forecast to get, I believe, about a quarter inch today, then fairly quiet till Sunday, which is better news than we had yesterday. We're certainly not out of the woods. But people need to just be aware, check that website, listen to the media outlets, because the street closures are changing, as we speak. But people need to obviously allow for a lot more time. Please practice patience. And as always, please do not drive through water. Do not move barricades and try to pass That situation never ends up well.
Do not drive through water. Do not drive through water. I can't repeat that enough. I guess there's two things that people can do. They can either, if they're coming to work on sort of the western side of the isthmus, they could bring a backpack if they get stuck here, or they can just end up driving around to get home. Are there any warnings for how crowded our highways are going to be?
It will be very crowded in certain areas, particularly if East Washington closes down. The good news there is that Williamson Street remains open if Washington closes, and Williamson Street is up pretty high, so we're not really concerned at this point that would close. But it's an ever-changing situation, and people just need to be aware. They can follow Dane County Emergency Management, Twitter. Local municipalities are getting the word out, too. We all coordinate with each other. So it's just be aware and be careful.
We are talking with Joe Parisi, who is the county executive of Dane County, and he's been dealing with all of the flooding that's been happening this week and that may happen now today and over the weekend. You've been visiting the areas out west that got hard hit. Talk to us about some of the damage you're seeing.
Yeah, one of the hardest hit communities that I've witnessed has been Mazamani. They got hit very hard. Hundreds of homes inundated. The streets in many areas of Mazamani are just lined with debris that people have had to take out of their homes. We actually just got in our preliminary damage assessment from across the county. We're asking people to document, and United Way's 211 is helping folks with that information. And our preliminary estimate, damage estimate to the private sector, to private homes and private businesses, we've had 859 reports of damages into 291, totaling over $69 million in damages.
And is there any help for the people who got damaged? Because a lot of people don't have flood insurance.
Right. So what we're doing, the reason we document this, so it's over $69 million in damages in the private sector, over $38 million in the public sector, so a total of over $100 million in damages so far and counting. So we document this. That's part of the reason for declaring the state of emergency. That sets the wheels in motion for us to apply through the state to the federal government, to FEMA, for assistance, which could come in the form of low-interest loans, potentially grants for people who receive extensive damages. But it's a tough hurdle to get over because there's not always a lot of assistance on the federal level available. So we want to do what we can to access what may be available, and so documentation is very important.
You've been talking to people who have been hit. What are they saying? What's their state of mind right now?
Well, I think it's the reality is beginning to sink in to folks. I mean, something like this happens very quickly, and the forecast certainly did not call for 15 inches of rain.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of shocking to folks at first. But, again, in Mazamani, for example, neighbors are helping neighbors, communities are helping other communities, and people are just moving forward and doing what they need to do. But it's pretty devastating. The impact of a flood lasts for a long time, particularly in houses that had flooding up to the first floor, where major extensive renovations are going to have to occur. And again, we're dealing with the assessment piece, but then it's also a very active and unfolding situation in a number of other parts of the county. So other folks are in the preparedness and gathering information mode.
So we talked a few minutes ago about sandbags won't really do any good if you're on the isthmus because the water is coming up from the ground.
Not that they won't do any good. It's situational.
There's okay.
Some situations where it will, but others, it's, again, because, like you said, it's coming up from the sewer system, the storm sewers, and not over the lake.
And this is not dirty water that's coming up. Let's be clear about that. It's not sewer water. It's clean water. It's just coming up through the system.
Yes. Right. It's lake water. It's the water that usually drains through the storm sewers is coming up. It's not the sewage districts.
Okay. So, but if I need sandbags, where do I get them?
Depending on where you live, you go to your local municipality, and on our webpage, our flooding webpage, we have a list of the outlets where people can get sandbags. And so we're working, we're supplying sandbags to municipalities if they need them. We have a sandbagging machine in one municipality, and we're bringing one in to another. Unfortunately, there won't be enough to go around for everyone. Most of it will be manual. filling of that. But there will be enough sandbags. Contact your local municipality if you need to. But again, that website has a lot of information for people.
And you talked about the Tenney Dam at Tenney Park. Are you releasing any water there?
We're releasing a lot of water there. The dam is full open, and one of the outlets, one of the lanes where the boats come through, is open at this time right now too, because we need to make some more room in that body of water for the rains that are coming. We need to be moving as much water through the system as possible. So that's, you know, and even if there were no rain, that would still be, you know, days that it would take for that to move through.
And really quickly, are there boating and swimming warnings here?
Well, we're not. There's a slow no wake order on every lake right now, and there are no boats going through the Tenney Dam. The Tenney Locks, pardon me.
And what about the lakes? The lakes are slow, no wake. What about swimming?
Swimming, I would urge people to be very, very cautious. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, swiftly running water, and especially the water that's up, that's up where it usually is not standing. The beaches are closed. So this is a time for people to just exercise extreme caution for the next week, and it's better safe than sorry.
I think summer is over. I think it's time to go back to school and turn away from the lakes. We've been talking to Joe Parisi. He is the county executive for Dane County. He's been dealing with flooding this week and possibly, hopefully not, flooding to come over the weekend. Joe, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
I want to give out that website again. It's countyofdane.com. You can get a list of an update of flooding and a list of where you can get sandbags. We're going to have that posted with our segment notes on WPR.org. We're also going to tweet it out. That is countyofdane.com. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.